First of all, just all the chizuk tonight, all the Torah tonight, all the Torah tonight. It's being sponsored, Baruch Hashem, special simcha by Haley Talmud, Mamish more like a son, Gedalia, Sammy Brew, and his Eishes Chayil Alex, Gedalia and Alex Brew. Baruch Hashem, Fes Shabbos, Hadid Bechor. And they just wanted to give a karsa tov today, Mishter. Hoidu Hashem, Kitov, Kilim Chasto, for simcha, for bracha. And then the schus that the bris and all the simcha should go be itu b'zmano. They should be zoyeche to take the bechor lachnisu the bris shavi to be itu b'zmano. The gadol the toyer l'chol b'masim toyevim just have simcha and bracha. Gedalia for Alex for the entire mishpacha of Beit Hashem. So, chaver, just before we begin, mitalmida yosim mikulam. Honestly, emes, these are the type of shirim. You know, you look around a little bit of a small chaver. Starting, it's 12:15 at night. I always felt when we end up with these type of shiurim, when they're very, very, you know, all the shiurim on Thursday nights generally are late. Sometimes we have early shiurim and azman, and we're getting to that azman. But then these type of nights, when there's a chasana or ishe ribo, somehow always the tefillas or l'malam and azman. You can't plan. We try to plan, but you never know how the night's gonna go, and when you end up coming back and. But then personally, I never want to cancel Torah. Kovei itim l'Torah. V'chevre, that's Moser Nefesh for Torah, and to learn. And I know so many of us, when we think back to the time when we were learning in Eretz Yisrael, Thursday night was Zman in most yeshivas, or most, if not all yeshivas, we learn very, very night. Some guys stay up all night. I was actually talking to a Talmud earlier today of the importance of Moser Nefesh for Torah. You know, because when you're in the yeshiva environment, and it's so conducive, and your shiurim, and your Siddurim are set up. So vada, you're matzliach, and you go to them. But eventually, most people have to leave that tkufa of life. And you move on, and there's going to be a time in your life for most people when they're not in yeshiva anymore. They're working, and they're supporting a family. And therefore, if you train yourself at this point in your life to be moser nefesh v'Torah, like these times, bein asdarim, early mornings, late nights, Shabbos Kodesh, Friday, when you're learning at those times, you're preparing yourself to say, no, I'm someone who learns always. It's not just, I don't need the particular perfect setup to learn Torah. V'gisa boyom v'layla. Torah is so much a part of our life, and I want it to be a part of my life always. And therefore, even though, again, it's Erev Shabbos Kodesh, and it's been a long day, and really, mitalmidei yesh mikulam, the chevra comes to learn Torah, something very, very special. Mishbizoyecha to grow from this in a very special way. And to talk about that as we prepare for Kabbalah Satorah. We're a little over a week away from the Heilige Yontif of Kabbalah Satorah, the Heilige Yontif of Shavuos, and Halavai for over 40 days. We've been preparing. But now as we get closer, we might have to be preparing for Kabbalah Satorah. We're preparing by be metaking ourselves and fixing ourselves and working ourselves, our midos. Now already when we get to these final days, the tekufa to really think about our kesher to Torah, learning Torah, keeping Torah, our passion for Torah, and prepare for the Heilige Yontif of Shavuos. You know, Matan Torah, you look, the Gemara in Shabbos explains Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah is on Shabbos Kodesh. And that makes a lot of sense. You know, if the Torah was given, wouldn't it be given on Shabbos? The holiest day of the week, the holiest day of the year, the day where we disconnect from all the responsibilities of our life. We talk about this very often here. The temptations of our life. We're able to reconnect to ourselves, reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, reconnect to Torah, reconnect to our family. So vada, if the Torah was given, it had to be given on Shabbos. And it was given on Shabbos. Kuli amlo pli gibi Shabbos, and then the Torah. But that's in time. In time, it was given on Shabbos Kodesh. What about the Makom? Where was it given? So we all know it was given on our Sinai, and a lot of Torah, of the Anivas of our Sinai, and the importance of Anivas for Torah. But it was given in the middle of the Midbar. It's given in the middle of the desert. And isn't that strange? Like, the same way if one would think about, even if you didn't know that Gemara, when the Torah was given, you say, ah, oh, the Torah had to be given on Shabbos Kodesh at any day. Well, it's given on a random Tuesday. It's given on Shabbos Kodesh. So what do you think the Torah, if you didn't know better, we all do know better, but if we didn't know better and you had to guess where the Torah was given, where would you guess? Harabayas. We have a makom that's Kodesh Kedoshim. A makom where the first base of Mikdash stood, a makom where the second base of Mikdash stood, a makom where Akedas Yitzhak took place, a makom where Chazal teaches the whole world was created from the Evan Shasiyah, from that makom. A makom where the Shekhinah is most connected to. Har HaBayis. The place where every one of our tefillos we think about is filtered through that makom. We face, when we daven, that makom. We get as close as we can to that makom. And that's where the Shekhinah most resides in this world. Vada, we know that. Thank you so much. Obviously, we believe the Shekhinah is everywhere on some level. The Eibishter is by our side. But there's more of a presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam in that makom. Shouldn't that be the makom where the Torah was given? Shouldn't that be the place? Why was it given in the Midbar? More than that. The Gemara Moed Katan, Dav Chaf Hei, after Rav Huna passes away, Kinach Nafshei de Rav Huna, Tzadikim are being mafsid. Pasuk Aleh Rav Abba, Rav Abba's Maspid Rav Huna. And he says, Roy Hoye Rabbeinu Shetishra Lav Shechina. That Rav Huna was such a tzaddik that he was fit, that the Shechina would reside on him. Elisha Bavel Garmale. But because he lived in Bavel, it caused that the Shechina wouldn't reside on him. And if you look in Rashi there, She'ein Shechina Shoyre B'chutzlaretz. The Shechina does not reside in Chutzlaretz. She'ein Shechina Shoyre B'chutzlaretz. Obviously, the Ribbono Shel Olam is with us on some level. There's different presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And what it means, the Shechina is a very revealed presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, a very connected presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, but Ein Shechina Shoyta B'chutzart. Gets us thinking, what are we doing here? Baruch Hashem, I have so many Talmidim that this summer are making Aliyah, moving to Eretz Yisrael. I'm so proud of them. It's so incredible. I'm jealous. I'm jealous of them. Someone this morning in the mikveh asked me if I ever get jealous of things. He's telling me about a certain jealousy that he has, whatever it was, not important, but it's a mida we all on some levels, not we all. I know I struggle with that at times, nada. But there's certain jealousy that's kinosifim, it's a good jealousy, it's a build it, it's a good jealousy. I'm jealous of my Talmud Jeremy Wernick and his family is making Aliyah this summer. My Talmud Chaim Yechiel Gross and his Mishpach is making Aliyah this summer. My Talmud Joey Rosenfeld, Yoelish, is making Aliyah with his Eishes Chayil, with his Mishpach this summer. I mean, so beautiful, so wonderful, incredible. Listen, if you have a good reason to live here, Vadim, that's it, but we should all want to live there. And Rashi says, She'ei, and it's just simple pasuk pshat in the Gemara here, She'ein Shechina Shoyer B'chutzlaretz. So that's where the Torah would be given, in the Chutzlaretz? Isn't that strange? That's where the Torah should be given. The Mechilta says something very interesting, but it's hard to swallow. The Mechilta says, you know why it was given in the Chutzlaretz? Because if it was given Eretz Yisrael, everyone knows Eretz Yisrael is our land. Look at Rashi at the beginning of all Bereishis. Everyone knows that Eretz Yisrael is ours, even though that's why the world doesn't accept it. Because it's so pashut. That's why so many of the other nations are so jealous. It's Emes, it's ours. So the other nations, if it was given Eretz Yisrael, the Umas Olam will say, you know, we know that the famous Chazal, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to all the Umas Olam and said, will you accept the Torah? Will you accept the Torah? And therefore, they can't have tainas that Hashem gave us the Torah. The Umas Olam will say, we couldn't accept the Torah because it was given in Eretz Yisrael, which is Kal Yisrael's land. It's not for us. wanted to show wasn't like, that wasn't that it needed to be for us, that they could have potentially accepted it. But so it was given in Makom Hefker, given in the Mamish, in the Midbar, in Makom Hefker, not even in another land, in the middle of the desert, which is Makom Hefker, anyone could come and take it. But still, does that really sit well with us? Like, we had to give it in a place that doesn't make sense, so we have an answer to the Umas Olam. Like, we're so concerned with the Umas Olam. Not to give it, but Kodesh Kedoshim and Harabayas. Not to give it in, you want a year, we know, as the Torah tells us in Parshas Ekev, on Eretz Asher Hashem L'kecha Dorei, Perek Yudalef Pasuk Yudbeis, Eretz Asher Hashem L'kecha Dorei Shasa. The land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly seeking and looking at, Tamid always, Einei Hashem L'kecha Ba, the eyes of God are on that land always, May Reish Hashanah Barach Hashanah. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching and looking at and wanting to be and wanting us to be. So shouldn't that be where Kabbalah Torah is? It's interesting, by the way, every time the Torah was, the Kabbalah Torah given over was always in Chutzlar. So Moshe Rabbeinu gave us, brought us the Torah by our Sinai. Where did he go on Mefarish the rest of the Torah? Me'aver Liyarden. Where do we have the second Kabbalah Torah? What do we know? Kimu Mashikib L'Kvar. There was a second Kabbalah Torah, Gemara Shabbos Peches. Right? Famous Gemara. We've spoken about it many times here. When? In the times of Purim. Where was that? Outside Eretz Yisrael. Right? Prasu Madai. Persia. It was outside Eretz Yisrael. So again, it's so interesting. Every Kabbalah Torah, every giving of the Torah is always outside Eretz Yisrael. Even though Pashtus is, it should be Kodesh Kodashim, be on our bias. It's a simple pshat, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like if it were given in Eretz Yisrael, we would think that it has to be only where in Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, so that's MS. I'm going to build upon that, are you? And I want to say, you're 100% right. And that's definitely a soid. And the soid is, not for the Ummah, the Ummah's Oilum is one. Okay, it's Mechilta, Vad, it's MS. But even for us, like you said, one might think that Torah is only, I mean, Kimitzion Teisei Torah, there's definitely a connection that's very deep of Torah, Eretz Yisrael. And we all felt that all the time. We had this chus to sit and learn in Eretz Yisrael. And Halavai, we should get back. And there's definitely a Torah of Eretz Yisrael that's very Kadosh. But if it was given Eretz Yisrael, he's right. Maybe one would think, that's only Makom for Torah. And I'm going to make something of myself in Chutz Laretz. We all, obviously, for whatever reason, have to be here right now. That's the biggest proof is we're here. So once you're here, so if you were given Eretz Yisrael, you might think, I can't be anything in Chutz Laretz. Maybe I could daven a little, maybe I could keep mitzvahs, to really be a Talmid Chacham, to really be a Ben Torah, to really learn, to really be Koveit in the Torah. One might think that, it was given in Eretz Yisrael. That's the place of Torah. It's amazing, Torah Shmuel Pez, Talmud Bavli, that we learn, to show us even more so the connection that Torah has to be everywhere. We've spoken so many times at this table of Mamish Torah that was people Moser Nefesh to sit and learn Torah. You know, we said, I started off sure, I said, I get chizik, this is Mesir Snefesh. We call this Mesir Snefesh because sadly we're in America and everything's so easy and everything, so we feel that it's Mesir Snefesh, and not to belittle, you guys are amazing, but we're learning 12:30 at night, there is Mesir Snefesh in it, but like, you think about the Mesir Snefesh of Yidden who were in Auschwitz and chazering the Gemara on their slab of wood after backbreaking labor all day and eating morsels of food. Crazy, Mamish Yidden. Incredibly, Yidden. I remember years ago reading the story, and I'll tell you why I was reminded of this recently in a moment. I don't remember his name, but it's a true story. I missed it. There was a Yid in Russia during communist Russia in the 1970s. And he was working, he had a job, Chvesnish, working for the government, and I think he was a mathematician or something, a professor. And he had a shas that he had like hidden behind. Not in his regular bookshelf, hidden like behind it. You know, Mamish, you weren't allowed to have Svarim. It's against the law. Put in jail in Siberia forever. And he had a shas, but he wanted to learn throughout the day. Obviously in hiding, when people weren't looking. But so what did he do? He ripped out a page of the shas every day so he could carry it with him. And he sat and learned that page every single day. This Yid went through all of shas. By ripping out a page of his Gemara every single day and bringing it with him, and whenever he could hide somewhere to learn, he would hide to learn. Imagine. And this Yid eventually made it to Eretz Yisrael. The story goes, he got to Eretz Yisrael, and he was stuck on a Tosfos. I remember being an Erevin, I could be off on that, but there was a Tosfos that he had a Shaila on, and he wasn't sure. And he never had anyone he could ask, because there's no one else that he was learning. He was in communist Russia, he was learning a block Gemara every day, going through the block that he tore out of his Gemara so he'd have it with him. Imagine. And he got off the plane, and the first Yid he saw, someone who worked in the airport over there, was wearing a yarmulke, and he runs over to him and asks him, could you give me pshat in this Tosfos? Because his mom was yearning to have pshat in the Tosfos. This is what was on his mind. And the guy looks at him like a deer in headlights. He's from Yid, but he had no idea the Tosfos, he had no idea the Masech, he wasn't holding. And this Yid, I think his name was Yuri, if I'm not mistaken, I don't remember. He just broke down crying. His whole life, he figured, when he's free and he's out of Russia, he's going to get there at Tzrol. Everyone at Tzrol must be the biggest Talmud Chacham in the world. Like, if you could sit and learn Torah in the open, everybody must be holding in Kol Shas. And the first Yid I see with the yarmulke, Vada is going to be holding in this Tosfos. And he couldn't believe it that wasn't the case. And he broke down in tears. So Torah is for everywhere. And the reason I was reminded of this story, because just recently, a couple weeks ago, a Talmud of mine, Eliezer Takalov, he came back to visit TRS, and for various reasons, he brings over to me, he shows me from his grandfather. His grandfather was in Russia, and he had still a sefer that he had in Russia. I have a picture, I'll show you after my phone. And this, it was a halacha sefer, if I'm not mistaken. And the cover wasn't a sefer. The cover, in Russian, it said some sort of communist book. I don't remember if, whatever it was, I don't remember. He told me, maybe from Stalin, from something. I don't remember, whatever, one of the communists, philosophers, I don't remember what it was. And it said that was what the book was. Like, it was covered, because if it was on the shelf and you wanted to keep it open, you could, if someone would walk in Russia and see, they'd tell, be meister on you. And he opened it up, it was a safer. And even when you opened it up, like, the first couple lines were not even about, like, it was fake a little bit to confuse, you know? So Vada, that's part of the point. And that's chizik for each and every one of us. To sit and learn and to grow. And Vada, we hope to get back there. But wherever we are, Torah is everywhere. Torah will keep us alive everywhere. And keep us connected to Rabbon Shalom. And we can be B'nai Torah, be Koveit in Torah, be Moser Nefesh in Torah. Wherever we are. But I saw from Rav Moshe Feinstein, but Torah, the mamish, I can't stop thinking about it. It goes even a step further. Listen to Chavr. It's mamish life altering for us who are in Chutz Lartz. You think Har Sinai was. It was Kodesh only for the moment. Har Maria, Har Abayas was forever. Har Maria is a Mokum Kodesh inherent Kedusha. Har Sinai was Kodesh for that moment because the Torah was given there. But listen to this. There's a Gemara in Titus talking about Har Maria and what Har Maria is. Har Maria, we call Har Maria Har Abayas, but if you look there, why is it called Har Maria? It's a machlokes. Chadam Har Shiyotimeno Haral Yisrael, the mountain where Horak went out to Yisrael. So what would you think if you look in Rashi? He talks about perhaps it's the Lishchus Hagazis, which was where the Sanhedrin sat, right? And the Sanhedrin taught Torah from Har Maria, from Har Abayas. So it's called Har Maria, the place, right? It's also the place where the Nevi'im gave muster to the Jews, to the Yidden. But if you look in Tosfos, and maybe Rashi even starts by alluding to this, but doesn't say it beferish. He has a pshat that Har Maria, Zu Sinai, is Har Sinai. That Har Sinai is Har Maria. So Marsha asks, how could it be? What do you mean Har Sinai is Har Moriah? Har Sinai is not Har Moriah. So there's a Medrash in Tehillim, Chevra. There's a Medrash in Tehillim, Kapitel Samach Ches, that by the Kabbalah of Torah, when Hashem gave the Torah, Har Moriah, Har Abayas, was lifted up and brought to Har Sinai. Mamish. So when the Torah was given, it was Kilu was given on Har Sinai and Har Maria together. Har Abayas was lifted up and brought to Har Maria. The Medrash says like a little challah taken from dough. Imagine you could pull a little challah off the dough, right? A little like when you take challah. So Har Maria was taken from Yerushalayim and put onto Har Sinai. So we see Hashem wanted Har Maria to be there, which is what is our initial question tonight. But then even deeper, if that's the case, why not just give it there? Now we already have one potential answer, but we're going to take that even deeper. And this reminded me of a Torah that we've learned here before that we're going to chazer, but also take it a step deeper. You know, we know Yaakov Vinu went to Chutz La'aretz to get married. Right? He went to Chutz La'aretz, went to Haran to get married. And the question is, how was he allowed to? How was Yaakov Vinu allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael? And what do I mean by that? I don't mean just stop the question about leaving Eretz Yisrael, because we know the Gemara Kedushin tells us you could leave Eretz Yisrael to get married. Right? One of the reasons you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael is to get married. So I'm not asking that question. I'm asking a different question. In Parshas Toldos, talking about Yitzchak, Pazuk says in Perachavav, Pazuk Dalav, Beis, Vayera Elav Hashem. Hashem appeared to him, to Yitzchak. Vayomer Al Tered Mitzrayimah, don't go down to Mitzrayim, Yitzchak. You can't go to Mitzrayim. Shechon Ba'aret Asher Melech, dwell in the land. You can't go to Mitzrayim, Yitzchak. Why can't he go to Mitzrayim? Have you remember the Rashi? Because Yitzchak, we know, She'ata Oyla Tmima. Yitzchak was a carbon. Yitzchak was an Oyla Tmima. It's Kadosh. Ve'ein Chutz La'aret Kedai Lach. Chutz La'aretz isn't Kedai for Yitzchak Avinu. He was a carbon. So I saw, brought down Moshe Feinstein. He asked, he says, that Yaakov is an offspring of Yitzchak. So if Yitzchak is Kadosh and can't leave Eretz Yisrael, Yaakov should be as well. Yaakov comes from the same place. Yaakov's part and parcel of Yitzchak. So if Yitzchak is Al-Tered Mitzrayimah, Yaakov should be Al-Tered Haran. How is he allowed to go to Haran? So here I recalled a Drash Moshe that we learned before, but we're going to take it to a new level. In the Sefer Kol Ram, which is Torah from Rav Moshe as well, I saw, and he took this Torah to another level. This is one of my favorite Torahs in the world. A lot of the Chevra probably heard this Torah from me before. But we'll chazer the Torah. And if you haven't learned the Torah and haven't heard it inside, I always say I should photocopy this Torah for the Chevra. You should take a picture of this with your phone afterwards. Because you make a copy and put it over your bed. Because it's probably the most important Torah for a Ben Torah in the Chutz La'aretz. And everything we're saying tonight, but specifically this Torah. And there, I was very much reminded when learning this Torah of this Torah, learning the Torah we're learning tonight of this previous Torah. Because specifically that Medrash, the Har Habayis was lifted up to Har Sinai. Because when else do we know Har Habayis was lifted up? In Parshas Vayetze, when Yaakov Avinu went to Haran to get married, so famously he got all the way there. And what happened? He realized, I didn't daven on Har Habayis like my Tata, like my Zayde, right? For Hatzlacha, for success, to be able to get married, to be successful in who I've become. So I want to go back. The Gemara Chulin said he went back and had Kvitzas Aderech, which means generally means something which it doesn't mean here. What does Kvitzas Aderech generally mean? We find this by Eliezer, we find this in other Mekomos, where a tzaddik has that a week's journey takes a day, or a day's journey takes an hour. But what happened by Yaakov Avinu? But Yaakov Avinu was a different Kvitzas Aderech. What happened? Oh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara in Chulin says, it's the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Tzadi Aleph on the base. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted up Har Habayis and brought it to him, just like we're learning tonight. Hashem lifted up Har Habayis and brought it to the Har Sinai by Kabbalah Torah. He lifted up Har Habayis and brought it to Yaakov Avinu. Why? Because Yaakov Avinu got to Haran. And he's thinking to himself, what am I doing in Haran? I'm going to be successful in Haran. I'm going to be Matzliach in Haran. How am I going to be Matzliach in Haran? I want to be a Talmid Chacham. I want to be a Gadol. And he was mamish. The Medrash says it was kamin koisel afanav. The Medrash says it was like there was a wall in front of him. He felt, I'm not going to be great. And a lot of us felt that. Remember the time, Chevra, when you got on the plane when you were leaving yeshiva for that final time and you didn't have plans to go back in Eretz Yisrael and you thought to yourself, what's going to be? What's going to be? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted up Har Habayis and brought it to him. You know why? Why didn't he just make regular Kvitzas Aderech? Why didn't he make him that he went back to Har Habayis? Just very quickly. Why did he have to bring it to him? Because Because he wanted to show him, just like you could be great in Eretz Yisrael, you could be great here. You don't have to be there. You don't have to be by Harabayis. You don't have to be in Yerushalayim. You don't have to be in the Tivarye or Torah Shraga or Reish Yerushalayim or Mevaseret or wherever the yeshiva might be or Shalavim or KBY. You don't have to be in any of those makomos. Those are great makomos, wonderful makomos. But you could be great here as well. So I'm going to bring Harabayis to you. And listen to the words of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Remember, this is Rav Moshe who lived here in New York, just like us. Who could have lived in Eretz Yisrael and felt he should be here for us. The Lima Gadol. I'll read you the words. It's a great Lima, a great teaching. Leval Yisayish Adam, a person should never have despair, never have Yish. Lomar, to say to them, Shebedor Hazeh, in our generation. Ubamakom Hazeh, and in this place. No one should ever say, our generation, there are smartphones, there's Ichvesnish, there's pornography, there's temptations of money like never was before, the affluence is like crazy, there's, and in the five towns, kasha lahasik shlemus, I can't reach shlemus, I can't be complete, I can't be perfect. Ustapik b'muit, so I'm going to be happy with a little. You know, that's in Gashmias, there should be a stop because b'muit. That's another discussion for another time. In Ruchnias, chas v'sholom. Person should say, I'll be a minyan yid. I'll bench. I'll wear tzitzis. I'll put on tefillin. Ma'at Torah. Ma'at mitzvahs. A little Torah. Elagam b'yosef po. But so too here. Just like Hashem was telling Yaakov, so too Hashem tells each and every one of us. So too here. A love lahasig kol hashlemus. You can reach all levels of perfection and completion. Leo's baki b'torah. To be a baki in Torah. To be an expert in Torah. To be someone holding kol haTorah kula. There are yidden in America holding kol haTorah kula. There are. V'chein b'maisim tovim. And there are yidden who are g'doylim b'maisim tovim. G'doylim. And that could be us. But it goes even deeper. Hashem brought Harabayis to Yaakov. Not merely as a sign that he could become great. Like a Rav Moshe Feinstein became great. And like Rav Moshe says in the piece that we just told you. But Rav Moshe in the Sefer Kol Rami takes it one step further. You know what he says? Something incredible which we're going to bring Rayas to. Not just a lesson. By bringing Harabayis to Charan, that you could be great there. But if you're one with Torah there, you bring the Shechina there. And you bring Eretz Yisrael there. And I want to say this clearly. Not to say we shouldn't always yearn to be in Eretz Yisrael. And there's an Eretz Yisrael that's an inherent Kedusha to Eretz Yisrael. That's there always. And Kadosh. And we should be Zoicha to be there soon and be Yishlai. No, that's always a yearning. Meaning, this was to be davening all night tonight with Yisharibo. It's an incredible night with the Gantz Mishpacha. Unreal. But one of the biggest chukas when you're with someone like that, Yisharibo is not just to elevate your ruchnias and your avas Hashem and your shemayim, which all of that and through all the tefillos we do. But also, it's like to be in Eretz Yisrael. He's an Eretz Yisrael dekiyid. The guy hardly speaks a word of English, you know? And he's breathing, living, screaming Eretz Yisrael. That's part of why we love him so much. Yes, he has such a sweet voice. And yes, he writes beautiful music. And yes, he's an Erlich Yid. But there's something deep and there's a ruchnis in him, which is Eretz Yisrael dek. You taste Eretz Yisrael when you hear him sing. You feel Eretz Yisrael when you have this luchos to meet him. There's something deep about this, something real about that. And we want to connect to that. It's one of the reasons we're all so in love with him. Emes, no doubt. No doubt. But Rav Moshe tells us that by Harabayis being brought to Yaakov in Charan, and by Harabayis being brought to our Sinai, it was to tell us a lesson. One lesson, like we said before, like Ari said, one lesson is that realize we could have Torah anywhere, but also to teach us when we have Torah somewhere else, we bring Harabayas there. We bring Eretz Yisrael there. We bring the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael there. As the Gemara Megillah says, Kol Makom Shekol Yisrael Shechina Imahem. And if you look at that Gemara, Megillah Chavtes, and you read the Gemara, it's Pashtus in the Gemara. Later, you read the rest of the Gemara. When is the Shechina with you even in Gaulis? So I just read Rashi that says there's no Shechina in Gaulis. What do you mean? Rashi knew better, Kol Atar Kula, than anyone since him. That's for sure. Okay? You read, hey, the biggest raya is Rashi learned Torah without Rashi. Like, it's mind-boggling, right? We could learn a Pasuk Chumis without Rashi. We could learn a Daf Gemara without Rashi. And Rashi was able to learn without Rashi and create Rashi. Like, it's unbelievable. Yet the Gemara says in Megillah, Chavtes, Kol Makom Shegal Yisrael, Shechina Imahem. Wherever we go, Shechina is with us. And Rashi says, in my katan chafei, ein Shechina shoryer b'chutzlarts. Rashi didn't know Gemara Megillah Chavtes. Rashi knew it by heart, trust me. So how can you say these words? How can you not learn Pat in that Gemara with Rav Huna differently? How could he say there's no Shechina in Chutzlarts if Kol Makom Shegal Yisrael Shechina imahem? Because if you read the rest of that Gemara, you see, when is the Shechina with us? When we're learning Torah. If there's no Torah, the Shechina is not with you. But when you learn Torah, the Shechina is with you. Again, how do you say Pshat in Rava? Sorry, Rav Abba, who's the one who said the Pshat in Rav Huna, that Shechina wasn't there with him? Maybe there's some special level of Shechina that he's talking about. But maybe Taki didn't understand. The Shechina was with him because the Torah was with him. Rav Moshe explains, and that Gemara is teaching us. And that's why Har Habayis was brought to Har Sinai. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch was telling Yaakov Avinu. When you have Torah, and Yaakov's Ish Torah, Ish Tam Yoshev Ohalim, Yaakov is Teferis. Yaakov sat and learned. He sat and learned his whole life by his Zayda Avram, by his father Yitzchak. And then he's 63. What did he do? For 14 more years, he learned Torah B'Shem Eiver at 63 till 77. Day and night without sleeping. What did he do on his way down to Mitzrayim? He sends Yehuda Shalach Afan of Goshen. What does Rashi tell us there? What does Chal tell us? To set up Bati Midrashas. I'm going to go to Mitzrayim. I need the Shechina to be there. There has to be Torah. With Torah, the Shechina is everywhere. And we have to believe that. And that's maybe why the deepest reason why the Torah was given in a Midbar. But in that Midbar, Harabayas was brought there. It's to teach us this lesson. Not only that we could have Torah anywhere. But when we have Torah anywhere, we bring Eretz Yisrael there. We make that Mokom our Eretz Yisrael. And that's not to say we should be satiated with that. That Eretz Yisrael is not enough of Eretz Yisrael. There's an Eretz Yisrael which is inherent Eretz Yisrael and full of Kedusha Vada. But for the time being, what bigger Chizik and Nechama than that? When I'm sitting learning, I'm mamish in Eretz Yisrael. I'm there. You have to believe it. And there's a Mechilta that in Bshalach, it says, Kol Makom, Shehaya Yaakov Holech, anywhere Yaakov went, Haya Nechshav Lo, Ke Eretz Yisrael. Anywhere Yaakov went, it was Kilu for him, it was like Eretz Yisrael. Machma Shehaya Imo Beis Talmud. Ferish Mechilta, no, that says it all. When you have Torah, and that's specific to Yaakov, because that's the Shmos Rabbah. The Medrash says, "Shalasad lavo Yovel ben Israel Avram sheyilmed them Torah. Come to Avram, teach us Torah." You know what he says? "Vayom lechu al Yitzchak shalamed Yoser." And Yitzchak says, "No, go to Yaakov. He learned the most." Meaning, Yaakov is Ish Torah, and if Yaakov is Ish Torah, is Ish Eretz Yisrael, even when he's in Haran and wherever he went, and even in Mitzrayim, because he sent Yehuda to set up at the Midrashos. And that's why Harabayas was brought to him to teach him this lesson. He learned it, that I want to be an Eretz Yisrael. I yearn to be an Eretz Yisrael. But I don't need to be an Eretz Yisrael. When I have Torah, I'm Eretz Yisraeldik. I'm Eretz Yisraeldik. And we have to feel that, and we have to love that, and appreciate that. So, Halavai, again, we shall yearn to get back. But no, when you have that Torah, you have it already. Sit and learn in your mamish kadosh. You know, that same shmir that Yisrael gives us, you'll have it with Torah. And stay connected to Torah. I was thinking that's again, you know, that guy, I've told the story before, but I think about it very, very often in my life. I've said the story over. I said it not so long ago here, I don't recall when. Maybe some of the Chava remembers, but I was close to learning Karen Biavne. KBY. Very special years of my life. So much of who I am is because of that time. My Rebbe Reb Blachman, and I had a very, my Chevra, who was, had a very Kaddish Dika Chevra there, a very special Chevra, incredible Chevra. And KBY, if you, I don't know if any of you have even visited KBY, it's not, you know, it's far. And you visit it, you see it, and it's a beautiful big campus. And there are a lot of different dormitories spread out throughout the campus. It's near Kibbutz Yavne. And so the minhag was when a guy was like leaving yeshiva for the last time, so the taxi would come get him from the dorm, whatever dorm he was in, and all the chevra would go there and they obviously say their goodbyes and sing and dance and malave him away, escort him away. So one guy was leaving one day, and all the guys were there waiting. This was before my time, but I heard this story from chevra that was there. And his bags are there, the taxi comes, and the guy's nowhere to be seen. And, you know, the taxi driver started to get nervous. And, you know, the Israelis in Safalanot. I'm going, he was ready to go to the airport with the bags. Like, I don't know what he was going to do, but... And the chevra's looking all over for this yid. And they look in the base medrash, and they look in the chadorach, no one can find him. Where is he? Finally, some of the chevra went upstairs in Keren Biavne. There's a big, beautiful base medrash, and there's an upstairs, which is the Ezra's Nashim, overlooking, like a balcony, overlooking the base medrash. And there's a room there that's where some chevra used to learn at times. I used to learn for my second Seder there, my first Shana Aleph. It's a very nice room. It's carpeted. It's got more comfortable chairs. And then against one of the walls are all the svarim of Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldberg. Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldberg was a gadol ador. He was a special person. He was the first Rosh Hashiva of KBY who started the whole Hesder movement. His svarim are there. And they found this yid, this Talmud, with his arms outstretched against the svarim, crying, bawling, "I need you, I need you, I can't be without you. I need you, I need you, I can't be without you." He was so afraid. He built himself. He had such ava for what he went through and who he became. And he was so afraid to get on the plane. And he's holding those svarim that built him, the Torah that built him. I need you. I can't be without you. Problem was, he didn't understand this Torah. And all those same svarim, I don't mean Rechaim Yaakov Goldwich, but whatever those svarim were, the same ones are here in America. The same Gemara and the same Chumash and the same Kedushas Levi and the same whatever it does for you. They're all the same. And when you have those, you have Eretz Yisrael. You have it. That's why Harabayas was brought to our scene, and that's what was specifically given in the Midbar, to teach us this lesson. Yes, the lesson that you don't need, Halavai, we should want to, and you know me, I'm yearn to be in Eretz Yisrael every moment. I can't wait to get back. I'm crying that I'm not there. We should all want to be there. This is not a shear to be satiated with being in America. But it's here to give us the nechama for the time being, that when we have Torah and you're connected to Torah in a real way, you have Eretz Yisrael. And that you have Eretz Yisrael here, and that's specifically why Rav Moshe Feinstein teaches us the Torah was given in the Midbar with Har Abayis there. Halavai we should be zeicha to feel this and to know this and stay connected to Torah, stay connected to Eretz Yisrael until we're zeicha for that time when we don't need to feel it in Chutz Lartz, but we'll feel it in Eretz Yisrael. Ki Mitzian Seizei Torah. Bizaykh tgul shlaymot mishkhakeno bimhera biyamina.